You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. No matter who you are, you probably had a first job that changed you, or you learned a lifelong financial lesson somewhere unexpected. We like to ask all sorts of notable people about how money played a role in their lives. It's called the Marketplace Quiz, and here again is Marketplace producer Raghu Manavalan with this week's guest.
Hi, I'm Samantha Bee. I host the show Full Frontal on TBS Mondays at 10:30.
In a next life, what would your career be?
In my next life, my career would probably be something in the world of food. I could theoretically see myself as a very artisanal farmer that really like plows by hand. I'm not even kidding. Or a chef or someone who runs a restaurant, actually, a small restaurant, a breakfast restaurant. I cook all the time. It's really important to me. I shop for ingredients. It's very inconvenient. It's one of the most inconvenient things that can be your hobby because I work a lot. So it's really hard to make time. It's hard to carve out time to get the good eggs at the farmer's market, but I do it. I'm exhausted.
I guess this leads me to my next question. What is the hardest part about your job that no one knows?
Oh, that's a great question. There's just a lot of kind of technical minutiae around doing this job, or at least around building a show up from zero. You know, you have to make the business cards and you have to figure out who's sitting where in your office. There are kind of technical considerations. You have to build a set from scratch. I mean, it's not like we didn't work with someone. We absolutely did. But there's a lot of sort of decision making about things like color schemes and materials that go into the building of your set. And that's not really my world. So I actually was very challenged by having to make split-second decisions about things that would make the physical makeup of the show over time that I'd have to live with for a really long time.
What is something you bought that you now completely regret buying?
I don't really regret anything that I've bought in recent memory. I do regret selling my house in Canada. We sold our house in Canada in 2006 or something like that, because it was obvious we weren't going to live in it anymore. But I feel like we should have held on to it because, you know, I could have put a parent in it or something like that. It was a great house. And so now when I go back to Toronto and I visit my family, sometimes I do a drive-by. I drive slowly up the street to see if they changed the did the paint or, you know, if they did anything to the deck. I completely regret selling my house in Canada.
What is your most prized possession?
We have one thing, which is a chandelier. We have a beautiful kind of wire chandelier with metal birds on it from France that my husband bought for us when we bought a house in Toronto and we were so broke. And it was so expensive. And he bought it because we loved it so much. And it was an amazing... And of course, we still have it. We'll have it forever. It's really beautiful, and I love it. But I do... When I really think about it, I think about who we were at that time and how much of a stretch it was for him to buy that for me.
When did you realize your current career could be an actual paying career?
I only realized it when I got hired to do it. I was working at an advertising agency at the time when I got hired by The Daily Show, so they rescued me from the real world. And that was probably the first time I went, oh, I could probably do this for a while. This could be sustained as long as they don't fire me. And then they didn't.
What is something everyone should own no matter the cost?
What is something that everyone should own? No matter the cost. Well, I'm going to make this a specific woman thing. Sorry. Every woman should own a good bra, no matter how much it costs. Even if you need to get that bra custom made, you should have a bra that fits you. It's so important. It's essential for happiness.
What advice do you wish someone gave you before you started your career?
Well, I think people gave me a lot of advice before I started my career. And I think a lot of that advice was don't do that career. That's a terrible idea. So mostly people's advice. Thank goodness I didn't take it.